Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, On Point podcast listeners. It's Meghna Chakrabarty, your host, and I've got a special first-person episode here for you. On today's main show, we talked about the problem of moral injury in modern medicine. Doctors and nurses across the country tell us that the corporatization of healthcare has gotten to the point where they feel forced to compromise the quality of care they give their patients in the name of profit. And for many doctors and nurses, that betrays their training, the Hippocratic Oath they took at the beginning of their careers, and it's driving them to leave the profession. We heard a particularly compelling story from Dr. Jamie Woolridge, a pediatric pulmonologist.
I've always had a love for kids. I knew from the moment I went into medicine, I would take care of kids. And I take care of kids with chronic illnesses, specifically cystic fibrosis, asthma, lung disease related to being born premature. So at my previous institution, I'm taking care of asthma patients, and I find out that the hospital has decided for financial reasons to cut the social worker that works in the clinic with me, the respiratory therapists that work in the clinic with me, and the dietitian. I have these staff coming into my office crying, trying to figure out why their 20 years of dedication to patient care has just been ended by an HR director who has said, you're done. I go to leadership and I try to advocate to get these positions happening again. And I end up getting retaliated against myself. I had salaries stripped of me. I was taken out of leadership positions without cause because I was fighting for patients. And my male colleagues didn't get in trouble. And the stress of this left me feeling so trapped and scared that I ended up having like actual physical manifestations. I started getting headaches. I started not being able to sleep. I started having GI symptoms. I started having blood pressure. I'd never had high blood pressure in my life. It completely interrupted my ability to take care of patients. I could not deliver the care that my patients needed. And so I would walk out of there knowing I was shortchanging them, knowing what they needed, but I couldn't provide it. So in the world of pediatric pulmonology, something that actually raises some money is doing a procedure called a flexible bronchoscopy. I've had bean counters say to me, well, can't you do more of those? And I'm like, what, do you want me to like go out on the street and put a big sign, you know, come get your flexible bronchoscopy right here? Let me make the decision of what tests need to be done or not done. Let me make the decision. I've had bean counters say to me, you need to see more patients. You need to see them more frequently. They want my clinics full. They want my clinics absolutely full. We're always going to put patients first. And I think it's just going to continue that we're going to quietly suffer, but there's just going to be this attrition. Like, if I could leave, have I thought about leaving the profession? Yes, I have. And it's hard to believe that. I think back to the day I was so excited when I found out I'd been accepted to medical school and I was going to achieve these dreams and I was going to make a difference and I was going to help people. And now to think that I want to leave that. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She's amazing. She's starting to show an interest in medicine, and I cringe. I'm not real sure I want her to follow in my footsteps. She's the kind of doctor that we want to have. She's compassionate. She's intelligent. And I'm going to get caught at some point in time when she says, Mom, I want to go to medical school. And do I encourage her to do that?
That's Dr. Jamie Woolridge, pediatric pulmonologist. Well, we talked a lot about moral injury in medicine during our main conversation, and we heard from more doctors and many nurses. So I strongly encourage you to check out that episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the On Point podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.